power. Get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let's sing it together, everybody. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. In Jesus' name. Our Father and our God, we thank you. Ancient of days, we exalt your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. We thank you, Father, because you have been, and you are, and you will still remain. Because you are same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Father, because you have always been sending your word to us. Thank you, Jesus, because you will yet again send your word to us afresh. We say, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we have come before you today to learn at your feet. By yourself, teach us. Amen. Your sons and daughters are set to learn from you again. Jesus, the greatest rabbi, reveal yourself to us. In the name of Jesus, at every point of everyone's need, let your word meet us there. In the name of Jesus. Lord, use me as your microphone to bless the life of your sons and daughters right now. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. I'm a vessel, O Lord. What you want for your sons and daughters, what you want for us right now, Jesus, what our life deserve, what we are trusting you for, Ancient of Days, make it known unto us right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you will do it. Thank you, Savior, because you will do it. Because except you build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except you keep the city, the watchman works but in vain. Lord Jesus, right now, glorify yourself. And at the end of everything today, let us have the full cause to glorify your holy name. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray it shall turn to you for testimony. In the name of Jesus. It shall turn to you for testimony. In the name of Jesus. Know one thing for sure, that you cannot help yourself. Except Jesus intervene, except Jesus steps in, then your effort is just in vain. Take this now, that all you're running around, trying to help yourself, running out and scatter, seeking the help of man, there is nothing for you in it. Bible says, vain is the help of man. No man can raise you above himself or herself. No man. No man can help you like God. No man. If man can help you today and still withdraw their help from you tomorrow. So, running around seeking the help of man, thinking you can help yourself, Thinking your struggle can pave way for you is nothing. Run to God. Run to God. Only God can help you. Don't forget, vain is the help of man. I believe that word is for someone today. I believe that word is for someone. Know today and settle it in your heart that vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. I pray the Lord will minister himself to you out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Lord will minister himself to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today, we are going to be examining another Voices from Zion that is titled Good Reports. Good Reports. Good Reports. I pray for someone right now at that junction that you are expecting a transformation of reports. Maybe doctor have given you a report of untimely death. Maybe you have been given a termination letter. Any report that you have received that does not glorify God in any way, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare a reversal.
Amen.
Any report that has been issued to you that does not glorify Jesus in any way, in the name of Jesus, right now, I declare a reversal of those reports.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The book of Philippians 4 verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever thing are of good reports, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. You should be sure of one thing called good reports. Yeah. You should be sure of one thing called good reports. No matter what it has been, your end result will be a good report. No matter how tough the case has been, your end result will be a good report. No matter how challenging, no matter how effort demanding it has been, in the name of Jesus, the end of it will be a good report.
Amen.
This month, God is taking us through another wind of the Spirit that will blow us into realm of testimonies.
Amen.
And I pray you will not be exempted.
Amen.
Your testimony is guaranteed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please know this, that trials are real. Troubles are real. Frustration, pain, disturbance, depression, oppression, all these things are real. But you will have opposite of what you are suffering right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whatever you are suffering, beginning from this moment, you will begin to experience the opposite of it.
Amen.
If you have been suffering pain, beginning from this moment, begin to enjoy peace.
Amen.
Begin to enjoy comfort.
Amen.
If you have been suffering depression, beginning from this moment, start enjoying happiness.
Amen.
If you have been suffering frustration, beginning from this moment, begin to enjoy understanding.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You will enter into your glory beginning from today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, let's ask ourselves, what's good report? What is good report? If a contractor submits quotation for a contract, such a contractor will be waiting for good reports. If a student sits for an exam, the student will be waiting for good reports or a good result. Therefore, good report is an output of good input. Good report is an output of good input. For instance, a student that refuses to do exam should not wait for exam results. A student that did not sit for an exam should not wait for exam results. Now, kingdom-wise, we can say good report is the outcome of our true service to God. Good report, we can call it outcome of our true service to God. And the book of Psalm 103, verse 1 to verse 5, laid an emphasis on this. As a Christian, kingdom-wise, when we serve God truly, when we serve God genuinely, our expectation is that God will reward us soon. Our expectation is that very soon, shortly, Almighty God is going to reward us of our services. But I pray for someone right now. Even though you have been serving God for years, and it looks like your efforts in God's vineyard is not bringing to you any result, is not bringing to you any reward, because any servant or any worker in an organization always awaits salary at the end of the month. But maybe you have been serving God for years and it looks like what you are doing is just in vain. It seems like God is not seeing your services. I pray in the name of Jesus, what you are doing wrong at that your point of service that makes your reward to be burnt off, that makes you to be denied of your reward. Right now, Jesus will open your eyes to it.
Amen.
God never owes people their rewards. There is something you are doing wrong. And until your eyes is open to that thing, you will still keep on repeating the same mistake. It will now look like God is a user of man. But far be it from God. God is not a user of man. There is something you are doing wrong that your eyes need to be open to. There is something you are doing wrong that until you get opened up to that thing, you will just be serving and you will never receive the rewards. I pray again, in the name of Jesus, what you are doing wrong before God that is denying you of your reward to every of your services, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare your eyes open to it.
Yeah.
And as your eyes get open to it, in the name of Jesus, the grace you need to make an amendment, the grace you need to start doing it aright, I release that grace upon you right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bible says in the book of Psalm 103, verse 1, verse 5, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destructions? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The book of Psalm 35, verse 1 to verse 5 also buttress on this point. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This engendered the testimony of Psalm 103, verse 1 to verse 5. Imagine it. Because you have to be lost total in God to get the best of God. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have to be lost total in God before you can enjoy the best of God. Some minutes ago or some seconds ago, Holy Spirit laid in my heart that people serve and does not get reward to their services because they are doing something wrong. It's not because God is a user of man. No matter how little you serve as a worker in any organization, at the end of the month, you always expect a pay. You always await your salary. So no matter how little your services is in God's house, he will always reward you. But my question is this: are you doing it with your best? Are you doing it with your totality? Are you not doing it as an high service? Serve God with your totality if you want to enjoy God's totality. You have to magnify God before you can be glorified. Are you not serving God and also packing back your services? When you serve him, are you not waiting for the praise of man? When you serve God and people did not even recognize your services, are you not complaining? When you serve God and people are even rubbishing what you are doing, are you not regretting for what you did? What you have done, are you not complaining, like grumbling again and murmuring? Are you not? God is not a user of man. God is not a user of man. Whenever we serve God, he is always ready to reward us for our services. You have to seek God with all your heart before you can find him. I remember in one of our broadcasts, it was emphasized there specifically. It was emphasized there specifically. Those things that we have to keep doing, that we need to keep on doing and doing. And as long as we kept on doing it, we will always enjoy the mighty move of God. As long as we keep on doing those things, we will always keep on enjoying the massive hands of God. God is not a user of man. Fellowship with him. See everything you do in God's presence as a privilege. Are you serving God with a pompous mindset? Are you serving God with pride attitude? And you are now saying that you are not receiving rewards. God cannot be deceived. God cannot be mocked. God cannot be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Fellowship with him Seek him first. And as you do all these things, you will see that as you are serving God, everything you do in his presence, peace. I won't lie to you. Let me tell you this truth. There is nothing you do for God that he will not reward you of them. Nothing. Not even one. For those who are sanctuary keeper, those who clean the house of God, those who tidy up everything you do, even those who officiate as workers, choristers, ministers, everything you do position you for reward in God's house. But the question is this: why are you being denied of your reward? I pray in the name of Jesus, your eyes shall be opened today. Right now, I declare the eyes of your understanding be made open. In the name of Jesus. Working out good reports. You can work out your own good reports. You can tap into God's unmerited abounding grace for a good report. Yes. You can work out your own good report. You can work out your own good report. You can tap into God's unmerited abundance grace for a good report. The question is how? How can this thing be? How can this be done? Number one, believe to become it. Believe to become it. You want to work out your own good report. Believe that you also can have a good report. Believe that you also, Almighty God, is going to give you your own good report. As you believe it, you will become it. The book of Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and evidence of things not seen. Though you have not seen it, but believe God for it. Jesus, be my guide.
Hold me to your side. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.